like a sheep. So you'd better bury me deep. Go on and bury, bury me deep. Brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep. Brother, so I won't have too far to go. Well, I lied and I stole and I've cheated too. I've done every evil thing a man can do. A robber and a liar, he can get on cheap. But a killer, good Lord, you got to bury him deep. Bury, bury me deep. Brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep. Brother, so I won't have too far to go. Woman, don't you carry on. Find a good man when I'm gone. Ain't no use for you to wail and weep. Buy a black tombstone and bury me deep. Bury, bury me deep. Brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep. Brother, so I won't have too far to go. In a little old heap and a dig a big hole and bury me deep. Bury me deep. Bury me deep. Bury me deep. Bury me deep.
Of the original Alice Cooper Group, and you're listening to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. School's out for summer.
Flies. Kill the flies. a thrill. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies.
Listening to the soundtrack of the original Friday the 13th in the background. Just picked that up today, Danny.
Nice, yeah.
From the attic.
Thank you, sir. 513 Grand Avenue, Millville, Attic Records. Thank you.
So doing our Halloween special. And brother, I got to tell you, you're holding it down well with these 45s you brought today. You know your Halloween.
I know my Halloween records thanks to my co-workers, basically. Shout out Tony, Stripey, Max, everybody. They've really educated me over the years on the Halloween records. So big shout out to the crew there.
And of course, we can't forget Freddie Jr.
Of course. Oh, I would be remiss.
You're listening to Quartz in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Kicked it all off with one of my favorite classic bands, paying homage to the great Vincent Price. Name of that track. It was actually a single release, did pretty well in Europe. Followed by the pick of yours, Chance Holiday, Bury Me Deep.
Yeah, that one goes out to Tony. Tony and I love that song on the Bulldog label. Pretty cool stuff.
New music. You can't play a Halloween special without playing the king of Halloween, none other than Alice Cooper, from his latest album, The Revenge of Alice Cooper, track we've been playing for a number of weeks, Kill the Flies.
Followed up by Round Robin, I'm the Wolfman, a killer rockin' version of that jam. I love that one. Recently acquired by myself. Thank you.
And, you know, talking Roy Clark with spooky movies, you know, just a few months ago, I got the entire set of DVDs of every episode of Hee-Haw.
I love it.
And I grew up with it as a kid, and now watching as an adult, not only was the humor, like, I don't know how they got away with some of the stuff they did. By today's standards, it would never be on TV.
Never, never.
But the musical talent on that show that America watched every week, it was just absolutely incredible. Roy Clark, spooky movies. So let's pay some homage to one of the great Halloween hosts. I'm talking about Zachary. He only passed away last year. I think he was 93, 94 years old. Well, in the late 90s, he recorded an album that was absolutely fantastic. This is Formaldehyde, WRCT 88.3 FM.
midnight at the graveyard, while out body snatching in my hearse. I was digging up new business and was working up a ghastly thirst. So I threw aside my shovel and dragged my client in the hearse myself, then headed for the mortuary and that bottle on my basement shelf. Everybody is addicted to something, and no matter what brand I try, nothing works quick like the lowdown kick that you get from formaldehyde. It's a natural attraction when you're in the line of work I'm in. All those years of hauling dead folks kind of soaks inside a person's skin. Now I find it so refreshing, on the rocks or maybe with a twist. I either drink it by the bottle or just suck it from a dead man's wrist. Everybody is addicted to something, and no matter what brand I try, nothing works quick like the lowdown kick that you get from formaldehyde. But there are worse things that a ghoul could do. So when life gets hard to swallow, I wash it down with some embalming fluid. I could drink until I vomit. Come to think of it, I usually do. Oh, my dear, I beg your pardon. Did I hurl a nasty chunk on you? Everybody is addicted to something, and no matter what brand I try, nothing works quick like the lowdown kick that you get from formaldehyde. Very good year, my dear. Well, you're getting awfully stiff there. Come on, loosen up, my dear. A little bit more, eh? You want your own bottle? All right, my dear, here you are. I don't want it in your hair.
Okay. All I want is your jugular vein.
Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acne puncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad-looking mark on her neck. And I said, hey, honey, did he hurt you last night? She said, no, you fool. He's a real cool goo. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks? His mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker.
Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars and drank Bloody Marys and gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cool goon. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool.
Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a
kiss her. All it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy, yours truly, knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, it thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. 'Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now. What do you mean a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
From the night to shore.
around for Marie Laveau. He said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm going to marry you. And it'll be another man. My wedding day, but oh, a handsome Jack, he said goodbye, Marie. You're too damn lovely for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling, and her eyes started flashing, and she went. And the man done gone.
WRCT 88.3 FM. The Halloween special joined tonight by my pal Dodgeball Danny from Attic Records. You know, 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, 1 in 3 adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news, and there's good news, is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org.
So how's it going, buddy? This is I'm having the time of my life tonight. Thank you again.
You know,
this is great.
I got to tell you, this is great having someone else in the studio. We're working as a team. Normally, I'm going from the record player over there to the CD player over here. And, of course, I've got my air guitar, so that gets in the way with
course.
Everything.
I believe Max taught you air guitar, I believe, correct?
Well, he was one of my early air guitar mentors.
Absolutely. I mean,
we open it all up with Zachary Formaldehyde. And maybe the highlight of tonight, and I got to hand it over to you with the 45 you brought,
the Hamburger Brothers doing my favorite, Omar the Vampire. He's a neck-sucking fool. But that's a great record and probably one of the 45s that definitely got me back into Halloween and make me love Halloween even more, start to love it even more.
Glass Prism brought you The Raven, and they were out of Scranton. Did a little search for their albums, and all of the albums for sale are coming out of Europe.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is, when the band started to falter and break up, one of the members joined the band, the next band you heard, the Buoys, with their classic take on cannibalism, Timothy. And then a request going out to my beautiful wife at home. It's her Halloween favorite, Bobby Bear with Marie Laveau.
Love Bobby Bear. God, love Bobby Bear. Fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. And his son is killing it. So this is Bobby Boris Pickett It's not the Monster Mash. This is Monster Rap.
Thank you. 8 husbands of the Widow Brown. Now she's digging for this heart of mine. But I'm gonna be tombstone number 9. Right beside those 8, there's an empty plot. But I don't wanna be in the number 9 slot. Up to now she was doing fine. I ain't gonna be tombstone number 9. It wasn't her cooking that left them gasping for breath. They were all so good looking that she just loved them to death. Now I'm 6 feet high, good looking I know. But I won't look so good 6 feet below. So I'm gonna get while I still got time. I'm gonna be tombstone number 9. I'll admit I want a nice new home, not a living room in a catacomb. That's one honor I must decline, 'cause I ain't gonna be tombstone number 9. She's a living doll with great big eyes, but she won't fool me like those other 8 guys. 'Cause I'm gonna leave her love behind. I ain't gonna be tombstone number 9. Kisses are thrilling, but I've been fixing to cease. All the others were willing, now they're all resting in peace. I know she's got plenty real estate, but every day I keep on losing weight. If I don't quit, don't resign, I'm gonna be tombstone number 9. What time does the next train leave?
I don't play bridge or dominoes or go to motion picture shows, and stamp collecting isn't in my line. For baseball I don't give a hang. I never rode a wild Mustang. But there's no hobby to compare with mine. I love to go to funerals, for I'm simply wild about the lovely smell. When I see a hearse go by, while the people mourn and cry, I swipe a lily just for my lapel. I think I look my best when I'm dressed in black. I can't help it if I have a heart of stone. But I love to go to funerals, just as long as they're not my own. I'd like to be a coroner, then I'd have all the morbid thrills I crave. From the way I laugh and laugh when I read an epitaph, I'll bet the corpse turns over in the grave. When I go to awake, it's a lot of fun. When I hear the mourners weep and wail and moan, and I love to go to funerals, just as long as they're not my own. a tisket, a tasket. I love to see a casket, as long as it's not my own. I'm a real cool ghoul.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you.
fly, while the darkness can help you hide. Trouble's coming without control. No one staying has got a home. Hurricane at the very least, in the words of the Gypsy Queen.
Sign of the Gypsy Queen, pack your things and leave. Word of a woman who knows, take all your gold and your gold.
Get my saddle and tie on. Western wind is fast and strong. Jump on back, it's good and long. We'll resist till we reach the dawn. Running seems like the best defense. Staying just don't make any sense. No one could ever stop it now. Show the cards of the Gypsy Town.
Sign of the Gypsy Queen. Pack your things and leave. Word of a woman who knows. Take all your gold and your gold.
From the hold of the sweetest town, evil seems to be everywhere. Heed the spirit that brought despair. Trouble's coming without control. No one's staying that's got a home.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Applebee's, it's so good. Applebee's. Applebee's, it's so good. Applebee's.
Hey there, it's the Mockster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
In session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Y'all meet me in the woody swamp later.